So anyway, I have a feature here with Tarndale Community Training Centre, and they're based in the village centre, the Link Road, Priorswood in Tarndale. And last week I called over with my recording mic and talked to Dee Kernan and a trainee in the catering and hospitality sector. Ash, I cannot recall Ash's surname, so excuse me there. I'm just a kind of Trina Kayla today here in the studio. You'll just have to excuse me, Ash, sorry about that. Anyway, I was speaking to Dee, and I'm just multitasking here with the controls. I'm not used to doing live shows. So here's the recording that I made with Dee and Ash, all about the Discovery Centre, and it's a fantastic building. And they're actively looking for young people between the age of 16 and 21. They're starting courses in those three sectors that I mentioned before the promos: catering and hospitality, woodwork and construction, hair and beauty. And this is what Dee spoke to me about.
Well, normally I would be a tutor, but just at the moment I'm acting manager until a full-time manager is appointed. And that should take place tomorrow. But I've been here 31 years, so I know a thing or two about the centre. It was initially the Anko, then it was Foss, and we were in the prefabs on what is now the Dales Community Centre. But we now have a custom-built building in the village centre here in Darndale off the Link Road, and it's an amazing facility. The rooms and the equipment we have is unreal compared to what we had in a dingy little prefab and a little building out the back. This is just phenomenal. It's much better than any school or college I've ever attended. We have small classes, so no more than 10 students per teacher. The kids come in, generally they're early school leaders or kids that have just the school doesn't suit them, and we teach them a practical skill here. We have three areas, three departments. We've the woodwork and construction. We have the catering and hospitality, which incorporates tourism and visitor care along with retail sales. And then we have the hair and beauty sector. So we have three departments and we have the capacity to take 50 students. And we're actively looking for numbers now, because now's the time kids realise that they're not going back to school, they're having problems, they're having issues. Then we are now starting our courses, and we take them on a continuing intake basis. So if a kid decides that school is not for them next week and we have a place, we can take them. So we take them from a lot of the local schools and beyond. Like, we have kids as far as Rush, Baldoyle, Belmain, Raheny, and the Coolock area at large. So we're open to all areas in North County Dublin or North Dublin. So we have a teacher for every group, and then we also have a support teacher to teach them maths and communications and IT if they need it.
Do they get paid to do the
they
course?
Do. We have, if they're under 16, we give them €45. Well, the social worker gives €45 per week, and then if they're over 18, it's 208. So they have to establish a claim with social welfare, and then we can take them from that. So, they can go as far as 21 years of age, from 16 to 21.
Okay.
That's our age cohort.
Beside me here is a student.
This is Ash Nugent.
How are you doing, Ash?
I'm grand, how are you?
How long have you been training here?
Going on 2 years now. Yeah, it's great.
And it's part of the catering and hospitality?
Yeah, I've been doing that for 2 years now. I'm nearly finished up. I'll be finished up in October. Yeah, it's been great. I mean, I left school at the age of 13 and didn't really have anything to do. I went a few years going back and forth between different things, and then I found a place here, and it's been incredible. The support here is amazing. The teachers, they really look after you, look after your best interests. They try and really look for what's best for you as an individual rather than a group of people. They look at you individually and see what's best for you and help you on that route. And they really do amazing work here. They help people a lot.
And the length of time you're here, that's the full length of the
full
course?
Full length for catering and hospitality is 2 years, and I believe hair and beauty is 1 year, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
That's something to intervene there. That can be extended depending on the ability of any learner. It's generally a 1 year course, but if that needs to be extended on the needs of the trainee that we have, then we'll extend that. So every child gets to work at their own pace. So we don't push anybody, and we try our best not to fail anybody, because the school system's already failed them. Now, we start at 8:30 in the morning with breakfast. So we provide breakfast here, and any of the kids that want breakfast, they can come in between 8:30 and 9:00 and have their breakfast. Classes start at 9:00 and they go on till 3:15, Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, 2:30 on a Thursday and 12:15 on a Friday. We also provide a cooked lunch for them Monday to Thursday. So, and then they have a tea break on the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday for a couple of minutes at 2:00. So it's quite an easy road for them. They don't need any equipment. We provide everything for them, and they don't get any homework. So it's quite an attractive proposition for kids who have been bullied at school or having social issues, or just school doesn't suit them. They don't want the academia. So we do everything in a practical way here.
It sounds absolutely great. The woodwork and construction, that entails brickwork as well.
Well, what we're doing is we've decided to kind of revamp a lot of the areas here in the centre, just give them a new facelift, if you like. So they're getting real life projects. Yeah. So we're building an outdoor eating area, for example, and we're going to put in a barbecue and a pizza oven. So the construction lads are going to build that for us. And then we're going to build a kind of a bit of a garden so they can grow vegetables and herbs. So they're going to build the planters for that. And then we're introducing barista into the catering side of the centre. So they're going to build the barista unit for us, so we can house the barista. And then the people in the catering are actually going to then get trained up in the barista and serve people as they would in industry. And get them all work ready.
And that course generally lasts 1 year?
As I said, it can be extended to two, depending on the ability of the trainee coming in. But generally, a lot of them can stay to 2 years. But if they get apprenticeships or if they get jobs, they will leave us earlier. And that's the whole goal of here, is to get them onto apprenticeships or further education. And we're achieving that goal. So that's what we want them to do.
And Ash, can you talk about your learning, the training that you've done in here? Can you talk a little bit just about that, just a general outline?
Yeah, well, I started off, I didn't know anything about cooking or catering or anything like that. But as I said, the tutors really help you along. You know, they give you that confidence in yourself that makes you think, wow, I can actually do something like this. And in those 2 years, I mean, I went from not being able to use a knife properly to flying along. You know, I love it in there now. I definitely want to work in a kitchen after this. It really gave me that skill and that kind of confidence in myself to say, oh, well, I actually can do this. And there are job opportunities for me out there after this.
Have you any idea where you might begin when you leave here?
Probably going to be a kitchen assistant.
Yeah.
Start at the bottom, work my way up.
In a restaurant? Or,
a restaurant or a hotel. Oh, something
hotel.
Like that would interest me, yeah.
We would give them guidance on where to go when they finish their courses here. We have progressions for teachers on maternity leave at the moment, but when she comes back. But in the meantime, all the tutors will pick up and show the kids where they can go, what it is they can do, help them with job applications, help them with their CV, you know, interview skills, and we get them ready for the work.
Yeah.
You know, so, and we have great success with local hotels and local restaurants here taking our students if they want to go on to catering. Equally, we have success stories in the retail areas as well.
Yeah.
Apprenticeships for the woodwork. There's been all the kids that have left there have gone into different apprenticeships. The hair and beauty, a lot of them have gone on to further education. They get the VTCT award here, but to go on into industry, they really need to take it a step further. So they get them into the Merino College or the Grange College or Clonduilig and our local colleges. So the kids aren't stepping out of the realm, out of their cohort where they live, and there's no expense there for looking for accommodation or that. So we kind of channel that.
And that is good, because it does give you that, like, it's not a case where when you're finished your year or 2 years or whatever here, that you're just, okay, good luck, see you later. They really do, like, I've personally seen tutors and get students into jobs, you know, go out of their way and find people who are offering jobs and say, look, I have a student here who's just coming out of this. And I've seen them go on and continue successfully in that business, that industry. And it's great to see, you know, that there really is a lot of support here. And it doesn't end, the support doesn't end when you leave here. You know, they keep in contact with you. They make sure that you stay going where you want to go.
We would have a tracking system for, like, up to 6 months of the student leaving here. We would contact them once a month at least, you know, invite them up if they need to revisit their CV, if they need to upskill it a little bit, we are on to them to try and figure that out for them. But we've had kids here coming back 5 and 6 years after they've left here looking for assistance, and we never turn them away. We're always here. We're part of the community, and we've always been a part of the community, and we would hope to stay there. And this is what we do.
If someone who's listened to the radio, this particular radio program, and they want to find out, is there an online presence for?
We do, yeah. We have Facebook, we have Instagram, or info@discoveryctc.ie.
Info@discoveryctc.ie. Discoveryctc.ie. And what does CTC stand
for? Community Training Workshop. Our Community Training Centre, I beg your pardon.
Very good.
And our telephone number is 8771661. And we're on Instagram and we're on Facebook.
If anyone's interested in coming down to or considering doing training here in the Discovery Centre, Darndale, they can contact by this telephone number, 8771661, or info@discoveryctc.ie.
That's correct, yeah. We also have a website, and the details are on the website also.
The website is just called?
Discovery CTC.
Discoveryctc.ie.
Yeah.
Very good. You're beginning the courses around the end of this month?
We have started already, but as I said, we don't fill the classes up really until the end of September.
Yeah.
Where we want people to come in as early as possible so that they don't miss out on any training. So the classes we seem to be filling up day by day, but we do have a few places left in each of the courses. So as kids turn up, we'll interview them straight away and give them a start date on the following Monday. So all they need is proof of identity, which is a passport or birth certificate, their PPS number and a bank account. And then after that, we will guide them to the process under which they need to join, depending on their age.
And can I ask about the staff here? There's tutors or trainers.
They're all very highly trained. Everybody has degrees and master's degrees here, so we're very well qualified. And the cohort of learners, teachers here, have been here a long time. So they really have a vested interest in the kids that come here and in the community. So, you couldn't get a better staff, really. I mean, it's a small staff, so we're all kind of we just roll in and get on with it. And
it sounds like, the idea of people coming in for breakfast, is there a meal then in the middle of the day?
So breakfast is just a selection of cereals. The kids pick whatever they want.
Yeah.
There's toast, there's tea and coffee, and there's always fruit. And that's taken away at 9 o'clock, so they have that half an hour to do that. And we all sit down in the canteen, teachers included, and it's kind of social. Kids get to talk to their friends, whatever, before they join class. And then at 10:30 they have a tea break, and there's fruit at tea break if they want it. We don't provide breakfast because then that interferes with their lunch. We want people to eat.
Yeah.
So then lunch is usually two courses.
Okay.
Like, for example, now today was lovely quiche and salad and jacket potatoes and wedges and soup. The menu is designed by Greg, our very accomplished chef and catering instructor, who has his master's in nutrition, and he's very kind of tuned in to the fact we need to be giving nutrition to the kids and making sure that we have the healthy heart thing, so no salts on the tables and whatever. So he's very accomplished, and he's going on now and still studying because he just loves lifelong learning. That's Greg, our catering instructor. And then we have Teresa, who is our beauty instructor, and she's again very accomplished and very qualified.
Yeah.
And Tara, our hair teacher, again accomplished and well qualified in their field before they even became teachers. So they know what they're talking about. Mick, our woodwork and construction teacher, has worked in construction for many years and has been teaching here now a few years. And he's just a gentleman with the kids. And everybody just has a caring attitude to the kids. Before they were teachers or otherwise, they have lives and they just really want to give their best to all the kids and drive the centre forward and keep it here for many years to come. And that's what we're about.
So this is a discovery for me.
Okay, thank you, John.
It's very impressive, the building. Any final words, Ash? I was going to ask you, do you have a particular favourite type of cooking?
I do like the traditional Irish kind of stews and calcana, stuff like that, making all that. But again, Greg is incredible when it comes to food. He can quite literally make anything you ask him, or show us how to make anything. And it's great. He every Friday he does up a menu for the next week, and so he leaves out like a clipboard. People can write down what they want. We choose a menu then, and then every day we have what's on the menu down at the clock-in machine. You can see what's on the menu for that day and the following day. It's great. It really is.
Any final words before we wrap up the interview?
No, we just hope that we have a centre here, you know, for years to come in the community. I think with the village centre and with COVID, people became complacent with realising that we didn't exist. And they need to know that we are here and we're open for business, and we want to open the doors to the kids who want to come in. You know, and we're all a friendly lot. Like, just come in and make their acquaintance. We'll walk around the centre. There's parents or grandparents out there that want to see the centre and think it's a place that they could send their kids or their nieces or nephews or grandkids. Come over and talk to the staff. You know, I mean, they can come and talk to me. My name is Dee Kernan. And they can come and talk to me, and I'll bring them through the building and explain what it is we do here. And then invite their sibling or their niece or nephew or whatever over and make our acquaintance and see if it's the place for them and see if it's a good fit for them.
Very good. So this is from the Discovery Centre in Darndale. Dee Kernan and Ash, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And just an addendum to that interview, I added a small 2-minute piece from Dee on work experience in the Darndale Training Centre, and also the qualifications equivalent to the Junior Cert. It's QQI, Level 4, Level 3. Dee just wanted to add that. The other thing, the payment is for 16 to 18-year-olds, 45 per week, and 208 per week from 18 to 21. So I'll let Dee explain on the work experience front.
As part of our hospitality section, not only do we deliver the full QQI Level 4 and catering supports, alongside that we do retail sales, we do tourism and visitor care, and as part of the tourism and visitor care, the trainees get to go out on trips in the locality and further afield so that they get to experience what tourists want to see in the local area. And it's good socially for the kids to meet outside of the classroom, and they really enjoy that. We also do customer service and personal effectiveness, and then they get work experience is integrated into both catering and the woodwork and construction courses. So they get real life experience on the job, and they would do that for a course of about 2 weeks, and that can be extended if necessary. So they get real life kind of confidence in the areas that they want to work in.
For the catering and hospitality section.
And also the woodwork and construction. It's part of their QQI award. They have to do work experience. So we would.
How long? How many weeks?
They have to do 10 sessions, which generally is 2 weeks, or it can be spread one day a week or 2 days a week for the 5 weeks, whichever way it works for the employer and for us at the time. But it just gives the kids real confidence and get to choose a place where they actually really want to work. And it's kind of a skill sampling type of program as well. So they might choose, well, this is not an industry for me, or in most cases it is, and they choose it. And they can make jobs for themselves out of it that way. We deliver a QQI award in the catering supports and in the woodwork, and that's at level 3 and level 4. Level 3 is equivalent to a junior cert. The level 4, which is mainly what we do, is equivalent to a leaving cert applied, which allows the kids gain entry to a PLC and go on to college if they want to on from there. The hair and beauty, we teach a VTCT level 2, and like that, they can go on and do their next level in the PLC courses. But they don't need any, there's no entry requirements. They don't have to have a leaving cert or junior cert to join here. We prefer kids who have nothing or bad results almost, so that we can give them a second chance.
Dee Kernan from the Discovery Centre in Darndale. Yeah, the phone number is 01877 1661. I'll read that out again. It's 01877 1661, and the website is info@discoveryctc.ie. You can also look at simply discoveryctc.ie. They're actively looking for young people at the moment in the month of September to join them, and it looks like a really good resource and really good trainers,
very, very good building facilities. And yeah, I wish them every success going forward. Thank you very much to Dee and Ash for their time, and looking forward to talking to them again.